Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So I've got on the line, direct from Eastercon, our roving reporter, Cheryl Morgan. Cheryl, so nice of you to come on board.
Thank you. Here we are, live from the Starship Sofa Observation Deck,
yes.
Reporting on Eastercon.
So, Cheryl, what's going on then? What's happening? Because today is now Sunday, so you've been there a couple of days. What's been going on over Eastercon over the couple of days you've been there?
Oh, well, it's been a very, very busy convention. It's been enormously successful, actually. We've had almost 1,400 people through the door, which is really exciting. And it's been the first EasterCon I've ever seen where there's been an awful lot of conversation on Twitter about the convention. In fact, we were told today that we were getting walk-in attendees for the convention because they'd seen the EasterCon hashtag trending on Twitter and they were wondering what the heck it was all about.
Right, well, that's good news.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's been great, and the whole thing's been going on, you know, around us. We've had some great guests of honour. Ian Banks announced to the convention that he's just finished writing a new culture novel, which everybody was very excited about. We had a really good guest talk yesterday from Ben Goldacre, the bad science guy from The Guardian. He went down really well. And everybody's really excited at the moment because the Mitch Benn concert will have just started. So most of the convention is down watching that, but I'm here preparing for the live announcement of the nominees for this year's Hugo Award.
Right, and is, you know, like we were talking once before, is that like taking part in like an auditorium or something, and you'll all file in and then they'll call out who's been nominated? Is that how it's going to happen?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to go. We haven't been allowed to use the main hall because Miss Ben is using it. So we've got the number two programming room. There's room for maybe 100 or so, 150 people in here, but as most of the people are down watching the concert, we expect. It's not going to be a huge crowd physically in the room, but I'm expecting an enormous crowd online for the live webcast of what's going on. Now, some of the nominees obviously are going to be here. There are always one or two UK people who get nominated. And others will be joining me live on the internet. I believe what the plan is that Vincent Doherty, who is this year's Hugo administrator, will be giving a little talk, saying a little bit about how the voting works, what the numbers have been like this year, and then he's got a PowerPoint presentation where he'll be putting up slides saying, you know, he'll have nominees for this category, I get to send them out live. The AussieCon 4 people will be tweeting it live. And lots of people, hopefully, will be talking about it.
Where do you think, then, Cheryl, will be the first place? Because I know when this show goes out, everything will be kind of sorted. But where will be the first place to have a look, to get the news? Will it be your convention reporter, or will it be the AussieCon? Or is there another, like you say, another feed going on there?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there will be lots of people tweeting, but there are two basic ways to look at it. One is the AussieCon 4 Twitter feed. Another one, of course, is the Hugo Awards Twitter feed, which is the Hugo Awards. AussieCon 4 is AussieCon and then number 4. So either of those, although as I'm running the Hugo Awards Twitter feed, that'll be a little delayed because I'll be waiting for the Australians to tweet theirs and then retweeting their announcement. But in addition to that, if people want to see some the chat, whatever, I have a live webcast going at my website, conreporter.com. That's conreporter.com. And if you click on the tab there that says live, and then on the there's a menu of things, this one which says Hugo Nominations Live, you should be able to get a little screen pops up which has all of it's like a moderated chat room where I'll be making the announcements of the nominees as they come up, and hopefully a number of them will be joining me and chatting away excitedly about their chances.
So just before we kind of press record on this, Cheryl, we had a little talk about you, and you've had a little technical trouble over there with Wi-Fi and everything like this. Are you a little bit nervous at the moment? Is it all going to work?
I'm very nervous, yes. I mean, the hotel has free Wi-Fi, which is really good. That's one of the reasons why we've had so much tweeting and whatever. But, of course, it was never designed for the sort of load that we're putting on it. So on Friday, you know, things were fine. We could do stuff easily then, but yesterday and today the hotel Wi-Fi has really been creaking under the strain. I'm just hoping that for this, because most of the people will be in the Mitch Benn concert, that there'll be a lot less load on the system. It'll be okay. But actually, at 7 o'clock, I ran a panel on the subject of virtual conventions, and that one I was able to actually, using my iPhone and the standard mobile phone network. It was hard work, but it worked. And if necessary, I'll have to do the same with the Hugos.
So, Cheryl, I mentioned this on Twitter as well. What's the kind of the buzz that's been going out there? Which book's getting loads of talk about, do you think, over at EasterCon?
Well, the obvious book that everybody is talking about here is China Miéville's The City in the City. It's just won the British Science Fiction Association Award for Best Novel. It's a nominee for the Clark Award. It's a nominee for Nebula Award. And everybody is expecting it to be a nominee for the Hugos as well. In terms of other books, Paolo Bacigalupi's The Wind-Up Girl has been getting a huge amount of mention online and whatever. Obviously, Paolo's an American. There's like less interest in his book here, especially as much to my surprise, nobody in the dealer's room actually seems to have a copy of it. But, you know, everybody seems to think that he's pretty much a shoo-in to be on the ballot. As for the rest of it, I mean, who knows? People here are crossing their fingers and hoping that Paul Macaulay's The Quiet War will get a nomination. It was eligible last year for its UK publication from The Lance, but because Peer have published it in the UK last year, then it'll be eligible again this time. And it has a reasonable chance, I think, of getting on the ballot.
We'll just have to wait and see. And I've got the convention reporter. That's where I'm going to be kind of to looking as well, you know what I mean? Because we're going to record a little show as well. So fingers crossed, Cheryl, everything goes all right.
well, we certainly hope so. Of course, I mean, the best novel is only one of many categories for the Hugos that will be coming up. Obviously, British fans will be waiting to see which Doctor Who episode manages to get on the ballot. So it could be several. There have been up as many as three in previous years.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Cheryl. Did you by any chance see the new Doctor Who show?
No, I was on a panel.
Right.
A Moon by Duncan Jones,
yes.
David Bowie's son, that stands a very good chance of getting on the Best Dramatic Presentation long form. And, of course, we have a reputation to uphold of winning the best fan writer and best fan artist categories. Both pretty much belong to British fans. So, you know, people like Claire Brierley and Sue Mason will be expecting to be nominated. Dave Langford may be nominated again, for all I know.
It's unselling.
Anyway, I haven't been. But I did ask people not to nominate me, so I can't complain about that.
Well, like I say, it's only, you know, 40 minutes to go, really, until you have to start getting ready. What time do you think yous are allowed in the room and to get yours? Because you'll have to get yourself set up and, you know, all your bits of kit all ready and poised to go.
Oh, I'm actually in the room at the moment, and I'm loading up software on the team, whatever. Vincent is actually in a UK 2014 committee meeting at the moment. So he tells me he's going to be here in about 10-15 minutes' time, and then we can start working on getting everything set up for the presentation.
Well, Cheryl, it's lovely to talk to you, and it's lovely to know that you're kind of down there, right in the kind of heart of it. You know, you're actually in that room there now, and like I say, these announcements are going to be made. And it's just nice to, like, you know, a few years ago, you never got this kind of reaction, you know, time, and like you say, it's live there happening now. You got it on the internet, like probably even a day, 2 days later. But now we can like sit and get it perfectly the same time as you, nearly, you know, which is excellent.
Oh yeah, I mean, this is something that I've been hoping to do for a couple of years. I mean, ever since back in Denver, I used the same software to cover the Hugo Award ceremony live. And Paul Cornell very kindly told all of his blog readers and whatever about that. And I had an audience of several hundred people. And I've been banging on with people for ever since that we should do the nominations as a live event. So I'm very grateful to Vincent and the AussieCon for Hugo administration team for doing this. I think it's going to cause a tremendous amount of interest. And indeed, you know, we're going to get coverage for this. I know that the folks at the Guardian book blog have taken a keen interest in this year's Hugos, and I think we can expect to see something in the Guardian about this announcement, if not tomorrow, then on Tuesday. I know that Jeff Vandermeer is planning to write something for the Amazon blog on Liberation, which he's a regular blogger for. So, Hugo's going to be in the news.
Yes, oh, that's excellent. Well, I'm going to say goodbye now, because what I'm intending to do now is get this little conversation with me and you up on my feed, you know, as soon as possible, within the next 10 minutes, hopefully. So that's out there, and I'll send you a link, and then you could link it off.
Oh, dear, yes, we can do all that stuff.
Yes.
And I will get back to getting things sorted out here, and... then tomorrow, I hopefully will finally make good on my promise to get an interview with the people behind the London in 24 WorldCon bid,
yes,
which is already getting a tremendous amount of interest. The support we've got from people in America has been amazing.
Oh, that would be fantastic. You know, fingers crossed everything goes. And like I say, fingers crossed for tonight. You know what I mean? I hope everything's works out great for you, because I know it's honestly it's a stressful time even just sitting here, it's, you know, getting things kind of geared up for me. So God knows, yeah. What, you know, you are the conduit.
Okay. Well, yes, it's a scary thing, but fingers crossed it'll all go all right.
Yes. Well, take good care, Cheryl, and I'll speak to you when I speak to you.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Tony.
Da-da.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.